This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here to how about your brain, your BQ, your brain quotient is enhanced by listening, if I do say so myself, to those of us on the DJV program, including me. I'm Doug Steffen. I have lots to say, and most of it is pretty intelligent, right, ladies? Don't you agree? You agree with that?
Very
yes,
smart.
Come on. Yes, of course. Wait a minute. Victoria.
If you have to ask. Chuckling along. I know, right? If you have to ask.
Really? Jennifer is here. Victoria is here. Carrie is here. The Snickerdoodle twins are at it.
I think I like that, actually.
Really?
Karen and I are the Snickerdoodle
twins. Yeah, right. Hi, Jennifer. Speak for yourself, will you please? What's going on here? You're all of this. Jennifer is our television reporter, and I think that she thinks that our brains are rotting away with all the stuff we're seeing. I think that's true to a point. And maybe movies too. I remember when I was a kid, my mother used to say, I've always loved going to the movies. Even when I was a youngster, I liked going to the movies. So if I went to the movies either by myself or with a friend or two, and I'd come home and want to watch something on television, my mother would say, no, you can't. You've already seen enough video for today. That's it. Can't see any more. When we go to the movies and then you come home and you watch television, perhaps, by the way, I saw Knives Out last night. what a great movie.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
Fabulous cast. And it's just it's a hoot. And it was filmed kind of around the corner from me, and I'd forgotten that. But it was very, very well, done, if you haven't seen it. And that sort of bolsters what I've been saying last couple of weeks. A lot of good movies around. But I know, as an aside, there's an award that has gone to the Irishman or whatever it is that I don't even begin to get. I think that's all political.
I just have zero interest in it.
Yeah, it's just another one of the same Scorsese kind of. It's the same. I think his movies are all the same. It's the same story over and over and over again. But yet he has the political clout to get attention for his movies, and I think that's the way it is. We talk about politics, and we think that politics applies, or at least the implication is that politics applies to running government and things like that. But there's politics in business, politics in entertainment. It's all politics as to sometimes what people get recognized for doing. All right, having said that, Jennifer, how is the big boob tube rotting our brains?
Well, the question that I have for all of you, fess up and honest, is how many hours of television do you watch every single day?
I have probably about an hour.
Okay. Mm. Victoria?
Depends on what's going on and what night it is.
Oh, I would say probably a couple of hours, because I have it on sometimes in the background when I'm working, but I don't pay that much attention to it until we watch stuff at night. So I would say maybe two and a half, three, maybe.
Okay.
Two and a half.
Kara?
I think mine varies significantly from day to day. So during the week, almost none, unless, like, no one else is around in the evening. On Friday nights, I might, you know, binge watch, like, 2 hours of, you know, the Great British Baking Show or some other silly trivia show. But it depends how, you know, the TV's on here at work all the time, and it's in the background. So is that also killing my brain?
Mm. Yeah, see, that's what I would
say. Depending on what you watch,
because
yeah, I would say yes.
I only actively have time to watch literally 1 hour of television every single day. I come home from work, I watch 1 hour of TV, and then it's off to bed. But I always have news going. I've always got something going. The average person, and Victoria, you're the closest, at least in if people are being honest in their admissions. On a day-to-day basis, the average adult watches TV for 3 to 3.5 hours.
Wow.
That is 1,248 hours every single year. And in people's lifetime, the average person will watch more than 78,000 hours of television in an average life. That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Now, 6 in 10 adults admit that they would be lost without their TV set. Television has become kind of our comfort blanket. Before we go to bed at night, it keeps us company.
Yep.
And there was a survey. Yeah, this information comes from a survey of about 2,000 Brits. So this isn't even Americans. These are Brits that find the average TV viewer watching 78,705 hours of programming, whether that's movies, sports, news, in their lifetime, which is a whole lot of screen time that, I don't know, could have been probably more productively spent. LG, the TV company, commissioned this, and they broke down the numbers even further. They concluded that the average adult will watch 3,639 movies at home, 31,507 episodes of TV during their lifespan. And as far as different programs, the average person will watch, get this, 11,278 different television series in their lifetime.
Oh, wow.
Except for Doug, who's got Madam Secretary, and that's it.
Right.
Yeah. I like Blue Bloods. I like Chicago PD. Speaking of, there are a lot of things that come into the fold here. I don't have it on as background, although I was thinking it ought to be on maybe when Daisy's home by herself. I normally take her with me, but the weather's been so bad here the last 3 or 4 days that I haven't taken her with me. I was out yesterday on a tractor and a backhoe trying to clean out the driveways, and she wants to come, but she can't. So I'm thinking I should leave the TV on just for company. And I get the biggest kick out of some of the noises that come out. I was watching something with horses, and the horses were making noise, and Daisy's looking, turning her head around.
My cat loves hockey. That's no
really?
Joke. She'll sit on the couch straight up looking at the television when I watch hockey games, yes.
Wow. How about that?
I think she likes the puck.
I was going to say, you should. Same thing. It's like a little laser on the TV that she has to follow.
Yeah, it's the puck, yeah. But, Doug, you should get dog TV for Daisy. Dogs really, I've seen so many people say that their dogs are obsessed with dog TV.
What channel is it? How do you find it?
It's a subscription that you just let it play on your TV, and it's designed for dogs to sit and watch. Yeah.
Huh.
It's actually called Dog TV.
So you have to, is it like Hulu and
but
Prime?
It's cheap. It's like, I don't know, $2 a month or something like that. I don't have it on, I'll look it up and send you the link. But apparently, like, our former dog trainer actually recommended it for our dog, Bentley.
You know, that's such a stupid idea. Why didn't we think of it?
I know, right?
Dog TV?
Yeah. Some jerk is making our $2 subscription.
Wait a minute. We better have cow TV if we got dog TV. Time for cow TV. Let's have cow TV.
Cow TV would be interesting. I guess it would be very relaxing. Yeah.
Jennifer,
it would just be cows standing there eating, chomping, and then
chewing
farting.
Cut.
That would be it.
Adding to the methane problems of the
exactly.
Of the universe.
That's what a lot of people do while they watch TV. By the way, 2,943 hours are spent deciding what to watch in your lifetime.
Who did this survey? Where'd they come from?
LG commissioned it, but it was done in England.
England, okay. All right, here's some listening advice for those of you who want to learn how to cook. Farm-to-table cooking is the focus on our latest podcast of the American Family Farmer. So if you want to learn some highlights of farm-to-table cooking, then you should find the most recent podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is the address for. You can find it anytime. It's like all the other podcasts we have. You can go to DougStefan.com or to the American Family Farmer. Actually, I don't think the V is necessary. No, it's AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Learn how to cook using farm-to-table concepts.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Whoa, the open road!
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk.
Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive!
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you honest. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. A 1.375% fee received as discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This Christmas, Toys for Tots celebrates over 70 years of delivering a message of hope to America's less fortunate children. In 1947, one Marine unit delivered 5,000 toys. Today, Marines will provide toys and books to 7 million children in over 800 communities nationwide. Over 15 million children live in poverty in the United States, and nearly all risk waking up Christmas morning without a gift under their tree. Thousands of Marines and volunteers aim to change that. Lieutenant General Pete Osmond, President and CEO of the Marine Toys for Tots Foundation, has more.
Folks, Marine Toys for Tots really need your support this year. Through the gift of a new toy or a cash donation, you can help bring the joy of Christmas and send that message of hope to our nation's less fortunate children.
Simply drop your favorite toy in a Toys for Tots collection bin or make an online donation. Please go to www.toysfortots.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so I'm trying to figure out what Romney said, Senator Romney from Utah, former presidential candidate, used to be governor of Massachusetts. He gets around. He has said he didn't think there was a conspiracy with Ukraine interfering in our election. So does that mean he thinks the Russians were the ones that messed with the election? What does this mean?
There are people who think Russia interfered in the election, and there are people who think Ukraine interfered in the election, and there are people who think both interfered in the election. And I think the people who think both interfered in the election are probably right. This conversation got started because Senator Kennedy from Louisiana came out and said that he knew that Ukraine interfered in the election, and people started taking him to task and tearing him up, saying there was no evidence Ukraine interfered in the election back in 2016. So Romney was asked about it, and he made the comment he didn't know about interference. The truth is, there was interference because Ukraine actually turned over information to try to nail Paul Manafort, who was the campaign manager for Trump at the time, to get him out of the way to make things a little bit easier for Hillary Clinton, or so they thought, by casting the Trump campaign into turmoil. But they didn't realize that the Trump campaign strives on turmoil.
Right. Exactly.
Their
right.
plot was foiled when they realized that turmoil is the name of the game, baby.
Yeah.
The sad thing is that everybody's got a take and everybody believes it to be fact. You just really have to follow all these little pieces of storylines that have been coming out over the last couple of years before you can develop a big picture of what really happened.
All right. So what really is the end goal of the administration asking the Supreme Court to lift the lower court order preventing executions of federal inmates? What are we gaining or losing? Who's he speaking to here?
Well, they want to get people off death row, I guess, and start executions again. But we've seen so many times how many people have had their convictions overturned because of DNA. I think this is a dangerous thing that we're moving towards. But William Barr, the attorney general, he's been pushing for it.
Why, though? What's the end? He must like the death penalty.
I don't know.
There are a lot of people who were sentenced to the death penalty, and then they just sit, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait, and they wait.
And a lot of those people have been exonerated, though, while they're waiting.
And a lot of those people never actually got the punishment that was doled out for some of the horrific crimes that they committed, like Richard Ramirez, who just died in prison waiting to be executed.
Swift justice is not a factor anymore. 21 after the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'd spend 10,000 hours, 10,000 more. Oh, if that's what it takes to learn that sweetheart of yours. And I might never get there, but I'm gonna try. If it's 10,000 hours or the rest of my life, I'm gonna love.
Sounds like how much time they spent watching TV. It's Dan and Shay. Winter, as it brings itself, it's all of its ugliness is all upon us who really have gotten an early taste of winter. So now maybe you'll feel better because the country fans looking forward to next summer's jams. Well, first one is the country jam lineup. That information is available now as to who's going to be in that country jam. Dan and Shay are going to headline along with Kane Brown and Toby Keith. It's a four-day country affair set to take place at the Jam Ranch outside of Grand Junction, Colorado, from June 18th to June 21st. Nice to be talking about next June, isn't it, huh? Do we wish our lives away? Do we cause some of the anxiety we create ourselves, kind of, because we're so eager for the next thing? We can hardly wait.
That's you. You know, as soon as Memorial Day hits, you're like, well, get ready for Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, Kane Brown headlines Thursday, Dan and Shay Friday, Keith on Sunday. Saturday headliner announced in early January. Looks like that's not arranged yet. Also on the roster, Blanco Brown, Dustin Lynch, Jody Messina, Craig Morgan, Mitchell Tenpenny, Clay Walker, Elaney Wilson. I guess there's some more people that are going to be lined up as well. More supporting acts announced when they have the Saturday headliner. Tickets for Country Jam and campsites that surround the area available on the 5th. Which, actually, December 5th is upon us. 10 o'clock Mountain Time, all right? How about that? Go to countryjam.com if you want to get in on the tickets early before the prices are really crazy. So what does it cost for a day pass to go to something like this that's 4 days long? A couple hundred bucks? What is it? I don't
Probably. I don't know. I've never been to anything like this.
I mean, Stagecoach used to be, Stagecoach was like 3 days, and that was like $200. Now it's closer to five. Now that
$200 a day or $200 for the whole thing?
For the weekend. Now it's about $500 for the weekend.
And don't they have a lot of food trucks or food things or things you can do all around the
That's not included in the price, though, I don't think.
No.
You get to pay another $100 for some chicken tenders and a beer.
Yum!
Winning!
26 after the hour on the DJV program. More music now. Leonard Skinner has announced the dates for their farewell tour with Travis Tritt. Another farewell tour.
This one's been going on for a while.
For three years.
This is a long, it's a long goodbye.
Bye-bye! So long! Arrivederci! New dates for the last of the Street Survivor farewell tour, starting March 7th down in Savannah. Tour continues through California, Nevada, Mississippi, Louisiana, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Kentucky. An interesting combination of visitations. On the 31st of July next year, the newly announced dates will close out at White River State Park in Indianapolis. Let's see here. Johnny Van Zandt said, we've said we want to play every venue and market we've ever visited around the world one last time and even some places we haven't. So, we get to see all of Skinner Nation. How about them? We're getting close now, getting closer and closer to achieving that goal. The career-concluding farewell tour logged 100 stops so far in our country. Last couple of years, they've been all over the world as well. Tickets go on sale to the public Friday morning, 10 o'clock local time. How popular are Leonard Skinner around the world, other countries?
People are buying tickets, so that's why the tour keeps going. I guess so,
Right. Keep them coming. Keep those cash. Keep the, the checks and letters coming, please.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. House Intelligence Committee moving forward with its report on the impeachment inquiry against President Trump, now sending it to the Judiciary Committee, which will be holding a public hearing on it today. The Democrat who chairs the Intel Committee, Adam Schiff, says,
this report chronicles the scheme by the President of the United States to coerce an ally, Ukraine, into doing the President's political dirty work.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy sees it differently.
You read his report,
He only picks what he wants, and he still does not have anything overwhelming, compelling, or bipartisan.
President Trump continues meeting with world leaders at the NATO summit in London. He just took part in the official welcoming ceremony before a scheduled meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
JV program 34 after the hour, the likes of Jennifer Horn right here, right now. Victoria Keelan,
right here,
right now. Kara Schillen, right here, right now. Duggar is here. All right, so you have a story for us, do you, Victoria?
Well, it's a bit of a controversy that's been trending since, for a while now, I guess. It won't go away. The Peloton ad that has been heard around the world. Now, Peloton, if you're not familiar, is a stationary bike that goes in your home, and it has a video screen attached to it. And so you actually watch a streaming spin class, and so you participate in that spin class. And it's a live, actual live spin class. I think they tape them in New York and L.A., and so the bike is not cheap. It's about $2,300 to buy the Peloton bike. And this ad, the newest ad, has a lot of people up in arms because for several reasons. First, in the beginning of the ad, a woman who is married, her husband gives her a Peloton bike for Christmas. Although she doesn't seem to have asked for the Peloton bike, she kind of has like a surprised face. We're not really sure if she's happy about it or if she's insulted. Not really sure.
She's filing for divorce in her mind.
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, this is also a very thin woman already. So just keep that in mind because that's something that a lot of
people... Is this why a woman weighed 114 pounds and a year later she weighed 110?
Somebody made that joke, but that's kind of like, yes, someone made that joke, but that's kind of what it looks like.
Now I know
it's So she starts her Peloton journey, and she's making these, like, video blogs, and I don't know, the whole thing is just kind of stupid, but she's in this fabulous, like, Boston mansion, and it's got people comment about, you know, the floor-to-ceiling windows, and, you know, and how it's no big deal to just buy your wife a $2,300 bike and the whole thing. And then at the end of it, yes, she's, like, really into it, and Grace from Boston is being shouted out from the Peloton instructor, and then it's springtime, and apparently she says it has transformed her life, even though it's, you know, like you said, Doug, people have made comments like, oh, she was 114 pounds, now she's 112, go Grace from Boston. So I don't really know why specifically that this has gotten so much attention, but people will not stop talking about this ad. I think that we've got, like, sort of an elitism factor. We've got some sexism in here, some, you know, don't give your wife an exercise gift that she didn't ask for. I think there's a lot of that going on. And so people are just really hating on this ad. And you know, the Peloton CEO, which is also pretty tone deaf, and I think that's a part of this whole ad, it's like, well, who is this market? And it's $2,245 for the bike. And the CEO of Peloton, John Foley, actually said on CNN Business that he thinks the bike is, quote, crazy affordable. So, that's his exact quote. Exactly. That's his exact quote.
It's like you buy a car, maybe $100 a month or something, but hello.
Yeah, okay, so he says it's crazy affordable.
To put it in context, this is so funny. So I was at my dad's birthday party. One of our friends who will spend Christmas Eve with us, Dougie,
complimented. Are you talking about me or somebody I'm going to be with?
Yes, on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And so she was complimenting my jacket, which was, it's a pleather jacket, which I'm very proud of my pleather, my faux leather. And so she goes, oh my gosh, I love this jacket. Well, I tried to get her the same one, but it was already sold out online. So then I went around and found her. I typed in on Macy's faux leather jacket, and all the leather jackets came up. And they're like $600. And I thought to myself, I have nothing in my closet that I wear that costs $600. I just don't.
Fake leather? $600?
Yeah, no, I mean, this was actually like a real leather jacket that popped up in the search results. But I thought to myself, I'm like, gosh, you know, it's so funny how I have a lot of stuff and I would rather have a lot of stuff and pay less for it than like one really expensive item. But I know a lot of people feel the opposite way. They want to have one really good thing and it costs a bazillion dollars. But it stuns me that there are people wandering around in $600 jackets wearing $1,000 shoes. And it's just so funny how it's not part of your reality. Like a $2,300 bike.
Bike. Yeah. It's $2,300.
And you also still have to, Kara just looked this up, you also still have to pay a monthly subscription.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's another $40 a month.
My cousin just got the Peloton bike, and she absolutely loves it. But
why? What is there about, what's different about it?
Well, you get to do spin class from home. I go to spin class, but I need to actually
stationary
get
bike?
My butt to
even...
the class.
Right, you can't ride it out in the street.
It's an exercise bike, is what
it's an exercise bike. Yeah,
yeah.
But it's So it's
all
it's,
bikes by definition are exercise bikes. That's kind of
well
exercise.
But you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's not a mountain bike. It's not a 10-speed. Like it's an exercise bike. It's a totally different handlebar and the whole thing. And you clip into it. But I don't know. Karen and I were talking about this. You have to be really disciplined. If you want to make space in your home for a Peloton, you have to really, unless you just don't care and you throw the money away, I don't know. But if you're really going to try to use it, you have to be disciplined. I go to spin class 3 times a week, but I like actually going to the class because it motivates me.
There's a social side to it too, isn't there?
Well, people, no, but no, I don't like talking to people. But I like being in the class because, you know, you're surrounded by people.
I'm a talk
who are
radio
doing
person, but I don't want to talk to anybody.
I don't have time for that.
Radio has made me so antisocial.
Great.
I talk for 3 hours. I'm done. But I do like being in the presence of other people doing the workout because it keeps you going. If you're at home, you kind of don't have any accountability. At least for me. I'm kind of a lazy
workout.
Yeah,
no, I am with you. I think there are a lot of things I want to do that require other people being around. I don't know why it feels like that, but it is. It may be participation, whatever. Maybe you get an upliftment from others. Maybe
you get shamed into doing it, too.
Yeah,
like, if you're the only one not doing it, then the instructor can look at you and be like, come on.
Yep. So, Jennifer, our friends at PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, apparently are not doing their job. I know it's very difficult to absorb this. The state of California has found that PG&E did not inspect or maintain the aging power lines that led to the campfire last year. This is important for a number of reasons, but helps move along the lawsuits, right, that are supposed to be. I have a friend whose son was the first one killed in that fire, and they still are not aware of what they're going to get and how it's going to be decided what they get. So, anyway, this report found PG&E employees hadn't climbed towers since 2001 to inspect them. That's just, these people don't deserve to be in business. What should happen is that some other company is appointed by the California Public Utilities Commission to take over PG&E's whatever they have. If they're a public utility, they need public support, if you will, and they also need, I suppose, public oversight, and they don't have it. Whoever's supposed to be overseeing, they're not doing that. Is the state of California is much to blame for this? Somebody should be shooing the hell out of the state of California.
Well, the state of California is lots of blame for this because not only are there failures with too many regulations and not enough brush clearance and all of those other things. But with PG&E particularly, and this is, I think we talked about it actually, the state of California has insisted that part of their revenue goes to green initiatives instead of to doing what clearly PG&E needs to do, which is updating infrastructure and making sure that their power grid is safe.
Where's the common sense here?
That money has to go to green initiatives because they're operating in California. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's no common sense whatsoever. We've lost it. Lost common sense. Just none of it there. Meanwhile,
because you know what's really good for the environment is a big raging fire that kills people.
Exactly.
Right.
Screws up the air.
Fabulous. Yep, very good. The story of Baby Yoda. How many people are up on this? Raise your hands, please.
I haven't seen Baby the Mandalorian yet, but oh
I'm
my
a big
gosh.
Yoda fan.
Baby
I've got
Yoda's
Yoda
adorable.
Posters. I have the picture that Jennifer gave me of Charlotte, my darling, up on the wall here in front of me. Two pictures of my children, picture of my grandson, and a Yoda poster. I think Yoda is fabulous as far as I'm concerned. Yoda can do no wrong. So this creepy, though, kind of a baby Yoda thing is all over the place.
It's not creepy. He's really cute.
No, he's adorable.
Real Yoda.
Really?
Like
he's adorable.
Well, how do you not think baby Yoda is as cute as big Yoda? Or
he's
slightly
real Yoda,
larger Yoda.
He's just a baby. Yeah.
10 inches. That's it. Right? That's all the little.
That's adorable.
Really? Would you want one for Christmas?
How do you not think that? Wait a second. You love Yoda, but I don't understand why you have beef with baby Yoda.
I don't know. It just looks the way it's presented. I'm looking at a picture of it. It just doesn't look.
He's so cute. Little baby Yoda.
He doesn't have any wrinkles yet.
No wrinkles. That's good. Yeah.
He's like wrapped in a little blanket.
I don't understand.
Not cute about that.
You really have a special skill for finding stuff to not like about like even the most adorable things. Like
I don't know.
Baby
there's
Yoda.
Something about I don't know. The yeah, it just kind of doesn't do it for me. All right, what do you want from me? Just, I was wondering what all of the excitement, you know, with the Star Wars thing, what is it, coming, the trilogy is over or whatever it is. They'll come up with new Star Wars themes, obviously, but I don't want to think that Yoda's going away, frankly.
Yoda's already long gone.
He's gone away. Yeah.
Yeah, he's long gone in the new ones, so this is a way to get a dose. Yeah, I know, right? This is a way to get a dose of baby Yoda now, because this is like a prequel.
Okay. Tough to give up on some of those old loves. I love Yoda. I love Yoda from the beginning.
Oh, you are so funny.
I was a Yoda lover from way back.
Yep, Yoda lover. Yeah, the way to find out, if you'd like to find a way or understand how prayer is the key to healing, the most recent episode of Your Hidden Power at yourhiddenpowershow.com does just that. It gives you the key to healing through prayer. If you believe, as I do, that prayer or group think is a way to move things, move the needle, then you'll enjoy this conversation. I think you'll find it educational. It's Your Hidden Power, number 121 podcast that we do every week, yourhiddenpowershow.com, to find out how prayer can be the key to healing. yourhiddenpowershow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Dennis Stoda. A recent study conducted by Cairo University found a link between prematurely graying hair and increased risk of heart disease in men. That's because the same mechanisms that cause arteries to clog also cause hair to turn gray.
If you have inflammation or things that irritate different cells in your body, that leads to things like white hair. It leads to things like rough skin. It leads to things like coronary disease. And they're all together.
Cardiologist Dr. Stephen Kopeski says the study involved doing a CAT scan of the heart and looking for calcium in the lining of the arteries. This scan, which costs around $150, may be a good option for some patients to predict their risk.
It's more in the 50 to 60 age range for the men, 60 to 70 for women that we do it.
If the scan is negative for calcium, Dr. Kopeski says you are at very low risk for having a heart attack over the next 5 years.
Healthy eating, healthy weight loss, having the right amount of energy, all kinds of good things that come from using Calitrin, a product we've been talking about on the air here for several years. How did this formula come to be, Elizabeth?
Well, it was actually designed by nurses. They had a lot of patients who were wanting to lose weight but couldn't take some of the other products. You know, they're on medications or they're heart patients. And they formulated this, and it's just a blend of collagen protein, digestive enzymes, and aloe vera. So it's really a healing supplement that just gives your body back what it needs to rev up your metabolism naturally.
86% success rate. Get on the program and stay on it. Go to Calitrin.com and use the DJV code. You'll be able to buy three at the regular price and get three without paying. Check it all out. Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code and you get free shipping as well. Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Pet Show! And the person, the cow lover, of Warren Eckstein. Everybody loves Warren. It's hard not to love the guy. How do you not love a guy who loves pets, animals, as much as Warren does? You can't not love the guy. And if you're a fan of The Pet Show, you understand what I'm talking about. If you aren't, then get to become a fan of The Pet Show. Go, you can follow Warren on Facebook, facebook.com/The Pet Show. Every weekend, all across the country, he gives great advice. Been doing it for, let's see, 19, when did Marconi, the radio start? 1929, right? So you, didn't you start in 1939?
It was 31.
31! Perfect. All right. Pets. And how to do, I come across this. I honestly, because of my experience with the place that I'm renting down the street from you, Warren, the way that people decide whether or not you can have a pet or not, you know, the ads that say pet friendly and they check the box off, or they always say call because they want to know how big the dog is. They want to see pictures of the dog. And so 90% I found of renters answering a survey have a pet. Half of those who don't have a dog or a cat plan to get one. et cetera, et cetera. But they say that they have, if you're going to rent, if even if you don't have a pet, if they're pet friendly, then you're more likely to rent that apartment than if they are not. Did you know that? I suppose that's
probably. I didn't know that, but it just makes common sense. Let's face it, 60% of the population are pet guardians, so it just makes sense that when you go
only
to rent.
Only 60%?
I think it's
60%. The number would be larger than that.
Now, maybe it's a couple of points large. You know what's interesting, though? In over the years, I've actually had to write letters evaluating someone's dog or cat in some cases before they rented the apartment. The landlord
really?
Wanted to get a note from their veterinarian, a note from a behaviorist about the dog. So, yeah, it's very tough. And at one point, you know, it was interesting. At one point in California, what they were going to do is they were going to give you a tax break if you rented apartments to people with pets.
Really?
And the reason
I'm entitled to a pet to a tax break then.
They would owe me money. Are you kidding?
Right, exactly.
But
I saw that some these apartments are charging $200 for a pet deposit if you move in. Like, I signed a one-year lease for this place that I'm going to. I don't at the moment feel like I want to own property because California is getting crazier every minute.
No, really?
I know that's news to you. But I find it interesting to see what people, I wonder around the country as people listen to this, if you are not owning your own place. For example, Kara, you were in an apartment that, and you have a cat in there. Did you have to put a deposit down
for
the cat?
First of all, I don't own
a
cat.
She doesn't have a cat.
I never have.
She has a cat, but she doesn't. But
isn't there a cat in there?
No. There never has been. Shows how much you listen to me.
I have two dogs that we have to pay. We have to pay a $500 deposit that we will never get back. And then we have to pay $50 a month for rent for the dogs.
Yeah.
So we'll pay over $100 a month for rent.
Really? Almost every single apartment. Some apartment complexes don't let animals in at all, but every single one where they do allow animals, you have to pay every single month
you
to have
rent
that pet there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
It's
here's
a racket.
Here's a story that a lot of people may not be aware of, and I know, Victoria, this doesn't apply to you right now, but lots of apartments and condos around the country now, if you do take your dog and the dog is accepted into the building, you must give a sample of your dog's DNA before moving
I've
in.
I've heard of that. Yep.
And the reason for that is because if they find poop on the ground in that area,
test it, find
they
out
will
who
test
it,
it to match the DNA. And if the DNA matches your dog, the first time there's a fine, second time there's a fine, third time the fine goes up. You know what it is? I don't blame the apartment owners. I blame the irresponsible pet guardians that are out there that do what I call the fake poop cleanup. You ever seen these people? The dog poops. They make believe they're cleaning it up. There's nothing in the bag. They just continue walking. The fake poop scoop, I call it. So it's the irresponsible. The irresponsible pet guardian very often is the person that causes the grief to other people that are legitimate, like yourself or Kara and her imaginary cat.
You know, I'm looking at this is something very touching. The service dog who was with George H.W. Bush, his name was Sully, in the final years of his life. Do you see what they did? The family has done a bronze statue of the dog to be in the same venue as the remains of the Bushes. I thought the dog's still alive, but I thought it was kind of a touching tribute to the dog and how important
a great tribute. And, you know, over the years, thousands of years, a lot of times when someone passes away, their dog or their cat or their pet is actually buried or interned with them just because of that close relationship.
Yeah, exactly. For our next time, check out the Pet Show at thepetshow.com, please, and thank you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.